I was just interviewing a guy and his phone was going off. There was a dog barking. I asked for it to be fixed and the guy pretended like nothing was happening, that it wasn't his fault. He didn't take accountability or responsibility for shit.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up? It's Adam A. Adams. I'm excited to be joining you for another solo episode. Every even number is a solo episode. The odds are interview episode. In speaking of interview episodes, I was just interviewing this guy from some other podcast, and I'm not going to publish his episode at all. And there's a few reasons why. Number one, I've got a clear distinction that you're supposed to give me your short bio. When people that come on my show don't do it the way it says, place your bio here, even though you've emailed a bio, because I like it to be right in the calendar. I don't want to follow links or anything. So the first strike for this guy was that he gave me a link tree, and in the link tree, there was like a million different links because he wanted to self-promote himself and stuff like that. Like, so there's all these links and it's not like some promotion is fine. I'm good with that. But just real quick for you listening, if you tell somebody to do 100 things, they're probably not going to do a single damn thing that you want them to do. So give me a link tree to like this laundry list of links that you can promote yourself on. It's just overwhelming. It's too much. And I already didn't want my listener, I didn't want you to have to suffer through that and be confused by that. And so I was already like a little turned off, I'll be honest. Second strike, the guy's phone is going off. He put it in the other room, but he didn't like turn it on silent. So it was in the total other room, not on silent, but it's dinging. Boom, ding, ding. And I'm like, okay, that's a little much. The second strike doesn't mean he's out. And then he's like saying that he has like the number one podcast in his space, but he's only got 15 ratings and reviews. Like only 15 people ever have ever said anything positive or negative about his podcast. So he's like, oh, I'm the highest rated. How do you say that you're the highest rated if only 15 people have ever said anything about your podcast? That's not very many people. So I was like, tongue in cheek, I'm not sure if that's going to be the right case. So that was kind of like three strikes. And then the fourth and final one, the straw that broke my camel's back, the fourth and final one was that this dog was barking in the background. And I paused the recording and I was like, I said the guy's name. Hey, we need to figure out how to make all the background noise go away. Your phone's going off. And now a dog's barking in the background. I don't want that experience for my listener. And the guy is like, I don't hear anything. I don't hear a dog barking. My windows are closed. You shouldn't hear anything. And my phone's not even in my room with me. It's in the other room. So you didn't hear my phone. And I'm like, you mother effer, right? I was so mad by this time. I was like, dude, here's the thing. I read this book 1.5 times, or maybe it was 2.5 times. I read this book and I'm going to look it up for you right now because it's a book that I think would help this guy. And I hope it helps you. And I certainly want to empower you. Besides just me going on my rant today, I want to empower you that you don't have to publish every episode. Okay. That's really the point of this short and sweet podcast where I'm just pouring into you. You don't have to publish every episode. If you don't get along with somebody, if you feel like they're just there for self-promotion, then there's that. But I've got the book in front of me. It's called Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin, I think is how he says his name. But I listened to the audio of these two, and especially because I do a lot of mountain biking, and then there's this place called Trestle Bike Park, which is about 1.5 hours from my house. And it's a world-renowned bike park. There's like Whistler Bike Park, which is probably the best one in the world. And then there's Trestle, which is people in many different countries fly in to go to this place, and it's only about an hour and a half from my house. So I get a season pass. I've gotten a season pass a couple years in a row. While I'm driving up an hour and a half, I need to do something with my time. So I'm listening to this book called Extreme Ownership. And the main takeaway is everything is your fault. Okay. Maybe it's not your fault. Maybe you didn't cause it, but everything is your responsibility. And so, like, dude, if this guy that I had on my podcast, if he would have been like, instead of rejecting the thing and calling me crazy that he didn't really have these dogs barking, which obviously he did, and he would have said, oh, you can hear that? I didn't even know you could hear that. Let me try to fix it. Or should we re-record that? If he's like working with me and taking responsibility, maybe the dog barking is not necessarily his fault. He's not the mailman walking by the dog. He's not the mailman. He's not bothering the dog. The dog's probably not barking because of him. But the dog barking in his background is making my listener get distracted. Well, I'm never publishing that episode, so you're not going to get distracted by it. But by having this constant like background noises, all I was saying is, hey, man, can we find a solution? And he wanted to say, you're not hearing anything. And that lie, that non-trueness is the thing that makes me blow up. So I blew up at him. I said something to the effect of, if you don't want to take responsibility for these things and fix them, I don't think we have much in common and we can end the interview. This isn't my exact words, but that's basically what I said. I was pretty short, to the point, and I hung up on the mother effer. And I'm hoping that you know that you don't have to have my anger management issues. Like, you don't have to react the way that I reacted with this guy. But I want to at least empower you that you can jump off the call politely. You can say, hey, I appreciate you blocking out this time, but the background noise is not going to work for our episode. And because you're not taking responsibility for it, maybe I'm just not going to publish the episode. So you don't have to take the anger. You don't have to hang up on somebody. You can still be polite, but I want to empower you that you don't have to publish everybody's episode. If you feel like they're being self-promotional, if you feel like they are making a bad recording, if you feel like they're not adding enough value, why would you put that in front of your listeners? That's what I wanted you to consider today. And I thought it was interesting because I'm a little mad. So I would share it to you all while this was going on. So one takeaway, you don't have to publish every episode. Another takeaway, read that awesome book. And I'll try to see if my team can put an affiliate link because I want to make 10 cents when you buy this book. You won't pay anymore. I don't know actually how much. It's probably like a 5%, but we'll put like the Audible and Amazon links. And if we can do affiliate links, we will. So in case you want to read Extreme Ownership or listen to Extreme Ownership with Jocko Willick and Leif Babin, those links will be available for you. And honestly, those links have made me a happier person. Like, the book has made me a better person. Here I am driving to Trestle Bike Park and realizing that there's so many things in my life, in my relationships, where I'm blaming other people, where I'm saying it's their fault. And in a case where I would have a dog barking, I want to be able to take responsibility. I think I'm happier knowing that I have more control and like the world isn't just like happening to me, but instead the world is happening and I can take responsibility for things. I'm 100% taking responsibility that I didn't vet this guy well enough beforehand, that I didn't see that it was just some ridiculous link tree with millions of other links of self-promotion that he gave me instead of a bio. I take responsibility for all those things and I want to share them with you and I hope that it's valuable. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now. Two quick things before you go. Number one, if you are looking to upgrade like your podcast equipment or just get your very first affordable microphone, then go to growyourshow.com/PDF. That link's in the show notes. Go ahead and scroll down. On that PDF is 100% equipment for your podcasting studio that I've personally vetted. My team has vetted this. We know that it works. We know that it's affordable and we don't want you paying more for your podcasting equipment. So again, if you're looking to upgrade your equipment or get your very first inexpensive microphone that works great, that's where you go. And then number two is, got a free course, A to Z, on everything you need to know about podcasting, and you don't have to go anywhere but the podcast in order to access it. You don't have to even give me an email address to access it. It is just the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So what you'll do is you'll scroll down a bit, you'll click on the all episodes and scroll down because we're hundreds of episodes in, and you'll see the episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is a free course from A to Z on launching a top podcast. Take advantage of those two things. I'll see you on the next episode.